If you'll take your Bible tonight and go to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 18, we're going to look at the first six verses, a wonderful passage of Scripture and some great truth and an emphasis on childlikeness. Now, God's people should not be childish, but they should be childlike. And there's a great difference. You see, childlikeness in an adult veers far away from childishness in an adult. And some great truth here from God's Word. And we see the disciples dealing with some issues, especially their own pride and their interest in investing in the world and to the neglect of eternity. Let's look together in Matthew chapter 18 as we study God's Word together here for the next few minutes. The Bible says in Matthew 18, beginning in verse 1, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." There's some great lessons here from God's Word as we look at it together, beginning in verse number 1. Look what the Bible says. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus. First question I ask as I begin to study this portion of Scripture is, what's going on at the same time? Well, we just recently had finished our study and preaching through the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew. If you'll back up just a few verses, we have a conversation going on between Jesus Christ and Peter. Peter has kind of stuck his foot in his mouth when asked if his master, the Lord Jesus Christ, paid tribute. Peter says, yes. But then he's kind of thinking on his way back to see the Lord, I maybe should have stuck my foot in my mouth that way and spoke for the Lord in such a fashion. And the Lord speaks to him and makes a point and makes this clear statement and teaching that He is God. Jesus just teaches him, I'm God. I am the Son of God. He says, do kings charge their children tribute? The issue was about tribute money in the temple. Do the kings charge their children tribute? And Peter says, well, no. The answer is, kings get their money from strangers. And Jesus says, well, I'm no different. I don't owe tribute to the temple. But he says, nevertheless, unless we offend one of these, he said, Peter, what I want you to do, Peter, I want you to go and I want you to catch a fish with a line and a hook. And when you've caught that fish, open its mouth and in it will be the exact amount of money that you need to pay tribute for me and for you. Now, that's what's going on. The Bible doesn't give us a record of the fact that Peter... The Bible doesn't continue and add a 28th, 29th, and 30th verse to the 17th chapter of Matthew. It doesn't say, and Peter went to the lake, caught the fish, paid the tribute, the end. The Bible just stops there. We understand that God does what He says He will do. And the Bible says, at the same time. So as I'm thinking and studying, and I'm beginning to see this way, why did the Holy Spirit add at the same time to chapter number 18? I believe that Peter has left to do his thing and obey the Lord, and the disciples, in the absence of their apparent leader, Peter, who is always mentioned first, anytime you see the disciples listed, Peter's name is always first. The apparent natural leader of the disciples, they begin to ask the Lord. They say, Lord, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? What are they interested in? They're interested in what is in this for me. Now, that's natural. It's the flesh. We do this. We want to look out for old number one. And Jesus hears their question, answers their question, but He makes a very strong contrast between the attitude and demeanor of the disciples and their question. He says, what you guys want is not what I want. And the desire of your heart expressed by this question is not the way to please me. It is not the way to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord brings in a child. They ask the question, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Verse number 2, and Jesus called a little child unto Him and set him in the midst of them. Now the Lord Jesus is teaching an object lesson that we can all learn from. Have you ever noticed something about children? Now, children have their things and their issues. And you don't have to teach a child to lie. We use that example all the time. We're talking about a sin nature. But it's an amazing thing about a child. Do you know that a child dressed in silk will play with a child that's dressed in rags? Children have an interesting demeanor about things. You see, they don't see things the way we see things. There's a difference. My children are such a blessing and such an encouragement. They're not heads, I know, and they do things they're not supposed to do. And I'll have to tell them, don't run in the church tonight. And I'll have to tell them, Ian, don't play in the rain. And you know, they're knuckleheads. I know it. They take after their mother, but they got their mischief from their mom because I got to keep mine. And boyishness, I've still got it. I like it. But children are interesting. It's amazing. You know, my children live a pretty simple life. Every day it's kind of like, what are we going to do today? The summertime is a lot of fun. Ian and Hudson would like to come to work with me. I take them visiting. We go to the hospital. We go everywhere together. And they're excited about the day. You know what my kids wake up every morning thinking? Daddy, what are we going to do today? Daddy, what are we going to do today? And they're happy. They're happy to be with me. Now, the Lord is teaching us a lesson. You see, the disciples were thinking, who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of God? They had ambitions for their lives and they were looking for what is in this for me? What can I do on my own? Where am I going to stand in the kingdom of heaven? And the Lord Jesus basically says, no, 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 no. And He brings a child. He brings a child. And He teaches His disciples that you need to have childlikeness. In one of the gospel records, the Bible says, in this account, says that Jesus brought the child into His arms. I want you to know something. God's children, if you're one of God's children, would you please raise your hand? I'm so glad to be one of God's children. God's children need to wake up every morning contented to do what it is God the Father wants them to do. I want to get up in the morning and say, Father in heaven, what can I do with You today? You see, we've got our responsibilities, but if we do them in the conscious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what happens? We can have childlike joy and excitement. You know, my kids, they're always excited because Daddy has a treat and Daddy has a blessing. You know what I'm looking out for when I take Ian and Hudson out during the day? I want smiles on their face and joy in their heart, and God the Father's no different. Now look, some things aren't always easy in the presence of the Father, but things can always be joyful. It's wonderful. There was a great contrast. The contrast was the difference between selfish ambition and worldly desires and the nature of a child. God wants us to be childlike. There's several things the Bible says. And He begins like this in verse number 3. The Bible says, and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye do not enter into the kingdom of heaven. God has a message for us. We need to become little children. There's some action words here in this portion of Scripture that should help us. It should be our goal to become as little children. I want you to know something. If you're eat up with the world and the things of this world, you need to be asking the Lord, Lord, help me to become like a little child. As a matter of fact, there's a beautiful word the Bible uses here in verse number 3. The Bible says, "And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted." Now, we use the word converted appropriately to talk about people having a conversion. I converted from Islam to Christ. I accepted Christ. But the word converted is a simple word, and it simply means to turn around. We turn around. We do something different. And the Lord is saying, men, my disciples, the way you're acting and the desire of your heart is not right. And you need to be converted. You need to turn from your desires for the pleasures of life and exaltation of self. He said, you need to turn from that and become as a little child. I believe we can ask for that. I believe we can ask for the sincerity of a child. I believe God will hear and answer that prayer. He says, you need to become like a child. Look what the Bible continues to say. Except you be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now the Bible requires childlike faith for eternal life. And we have a great lesson here. If you're not willing to accept the fact that Jesus Christ, God's Son, died on the cross for your sins, He was buried, and 3 days later He rose from the dead, and has ascended on high and has prepared a place for us. If you are unwilling to accept in childlike faith that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, then I must tell you, you have no hope of eternal life. You have no hope of heaven. It's very simple. We must come to Christ by faith, receive Him as our Lord and Savior, in order to have eternal life. And the Lord Jesus makes it plain. He says, listen, men, beginning off, and we're going to start here, you can't be saved unless you'll become like a child. And in simple faith, believe me. That truth has never changed. The ages of time have passed by, and that truth has never altered without Jesus Christ. Without asking the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart and forgive your sins and be your Lord and Savior, you cannot have eternal life. As a matter of fact, the alternative is very true. Hell forever. God's made it plain. Childlikeness. It's so important that we come to the Lord as a child. Verse number 4, the Bible says, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You know, humility is an interesting thing. I like to use this joke, and I've probably told you before. But I heard of two books, and I'm going to claim to be the author of those books today because I am an expert on humility. The book title, number one, is Humility and How I Obtained It. And then it has a sequel, America's 10 Most Humble Men and How I Trained the Other 9. Humility is a grace that once you think you have it, you no longer have it. Humility is something that you gain only from spending time in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only as we walk with God can we have true humility. We can work and ask the Lord to help us to be childlike. But being humble comes only from time alone with God. As we see who we really are, and declare our dependence on the Lord. You know, the Bible says we need to humble ourselves as a child. Do you know what my children provide for themselves? Nothing. Nothing. I'm teaching them some responsibility. And I'm trying to be a good father, but children provide nothing. And I want to know this, and I want to be reminded of this, that as I humble myself before God Almighty in childlike faith, I can depend on my Lord to meet my every need. No questions asked. Isn't it good? I'm so thankful to be the child of God. I'm so thankful to be the child of God. It's humbling to know that everything is in God's hands. You know what? You think you've got it all figured out, but God Himself could withhold rain from this town. I wish he would for a day or two. You think about it. God could withhold rain from this country for 2 or 3 months and ruin us all. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I want to be humble. And I want to come in childlike faith, trusting the Lord to meet my every need. The Bible continues. Look what it says in verse 4. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me. Now, we have a transition here in the Scripture. From verse 4, the Lord is telling us some things that we need to do. You need to become like a child. You need to humble yourself as a child. But then the Lord seems to change the subject. He's talking to a group of ministry men. He says, I want you to know something else. While we're talking about children, if you'll receive one of these children, in my name, it's the same as receiving me. Now look, the children at Boiling Springs Baptist Church get stuff on the carpet, and they scratch the walls, and they make racket sometimes, and them babies screaming in the nursery. Have they been here? I've been hearing them lately. All these baby girls, boy, they're criers, aren't they? But I want you to know something. Jesus has said, if you'll receive one of these children, it's just like receiving me. And the children that come in dirty and uncouth and untrained off of the Sunday school bus, the Lord says, if you'll receive them, it's just like receiving me. And we need to learn how to treat children. We need to be aware. You see, it's a terrible thing to mistreat a child. The Lord says it's like mistreating the Lord Jesus Himself. But He doesn't stop there either. Verse number 6. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. We're to receive them, but we're also to work very diligently not to offend them. And it's not just children in age. Sometimes we get that wrong. It's not just children in age, but it's children in the faith. I want you to know something. As long as we are a healthy church, there will be people smoking cigarettes in the parking lot. As long as we are a healthy church, there will be people coming in not dressed like they're coming to church. As long as we're a healthy church, there'll be people coming in these doors who need the truth of the gospel. And when babies in the faith walk through these doors, by God's grace, let's be determined as God's people to go the extra mile. Be patient with them as they learn. Be patient with them as they hear. And be willing to teach and help and be a blessing. I want to be a healthy church. And I'll be quite frank with you. I want babies in the faith in these pews and in these Sunday school classrooms. I want babies in the faith to call this their church. And they're not going to always act right. They're not always going to do right. They're not always going to say the right things. As a matter of fact, they may embarrass you good. But we, God's people, we must determine not to offend them. The Lord Jesus, He doesn't mess around with words, does He? When He says, I'll tell you what I think. We've got to consider what the Lord thinks. You know what He said? He said, if you offend one of these little children, one of these babies, if you offend them, if you receive them, it's like receiving me. If you offend them, He says, it'd be better for you that a millstone were tied around your neck and you were cast into the sea. Interesting little tidbit of truth. That millstone is a very specific word that represented an enormous grinding stone that must be moved by a mule. I'm not big on original language. I like the original language. I think I can learn some things. But it literally says mule. It's a mule stone because that stone was so heavy that you needed a large animal like a mule to move it. Lord Jesus very graphically said, it'd be better that a big, huge, heavy stone tied around your neck and it were cast in the sea than for you to offend one of these people. That's pretty graphic, isn't it? I thought about that. I like to throw big rocks in the water. You know, a big rock, it sinks fast. And just imagine being tied to it, thrown into 200 feet of lake water. The county would be looking for you for a while. In all sincerity, the Lord's serious about it. And you know what? If the Lord's serious about it, then we should be too. And maybe we learn something. Maybe we learn something, two things. That we must be personally childlike and not childish. And number two, may we be ever aware of the fact that we as God's people need to treat the children of God, babies in Christ, with the utmost care and receive them and be a blessing and determined to nurture and nourish them as God's people in God's house, God's family, this church, Bowling Springs Baptist Church. Let's pray together.